Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. New York lawmakers have left Albany without filling the $15 billion hole in the MTA budget left by Governor Hochul's decision to stop congestion pricing. CBS TV reporting litigation is in the works to force Hochul to go ahead with it. In the meantime, State Senate Democrats slammed her decision, and she gave her first public defense last night.
Governor Hochul said her decision to put congestion pricing on hold was simply to protect New Yorkers. She said she's been listening to business owners and people in diners, and their anxiety levels have been going up and up.
New Yorkers tell me they're just not ready right now for congestion pricing. And the closer we got to the June 30th implementation date, I heard from more and more anxious New Yorkers that this would be a real hardship for them.
And she said she didn't just spring it on the MTA without discussion. In fact, she said the conversations have been going on for a couple of weeks. She insisted that no one should question her commitment to the MTA. She said she has secured a commitment from legislative leaders to find a different source of funding. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
State Senate Majority Leader Andrew Stewart-Cousins, though, explained why a possible funding fix fell apart.
Our conference was not comfortable within the time frame to, A, commit to the tax without some understanding about congestion mitigation and how that was going to proceed.
In a statement, the MTA's chief financial officer and general counsel said the announcement has serious implications for the agency's capital program and likely other aspects of its financial condition. They say the MTA board will have to evaluate changes to the capital program, meaning modernization and access programs will likely be deprioritized in favor of protecting basic operation and functionality. Federal questions about Mayor Adams' campaign may be heating up. Published reports say a federal grand jury is reviewing evidence, and at least one person linked to the mayor has received a subpoena in recent weeks. The reports do not identify the person or persons. They do say at least one of the formal demands for testimony from the Manhattan U.S. attorney also includes specific instructions banning the person from speaking publicly about it. Adams has not been accused of wrongdoing himself. This probe centers around questions about whether the Turkish government worked with campaign staff to obtain illegal foreign donations and whether the Turkish government got any favors. U.S. Attorney's Office has refused to confirm or deny anything about the state of the investigation. Adams' office says they will cooperate fully, and the mayor denies any wrongdoing. Well, get ready for more red light cams in the city.
Legislation to renew and expand the city's red light program from 150 to 600 intersections is on its way to the governor's desk with expected approval in the state assembly. It was sponsored by Brooklyn State Senator Andrew Gonardis. He noted that 101 people were killed by vehicles running a red light between 2020 and 2023 in New York City. The program, he added, has been an effective deterrent, with violations decreasing 73% since the red light program began in 1994. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It's about to be a lot easier for New York's craft alcohol makers to sell their products. The Assembly passed a bill allowing the makers of liquor, cider, mead, and more to ship directly to inter- or intrastate customers. Speaker Carl Heastie says that'll make it easier for state craft distilleries to ship, opening up new markets, and that'll help both the makers and the New York farmers who provide raw ingredients. The bill's already cleared the Senate. It now goes to Governor Hochul. A new effort to help hundreds of people displaced by a huge fire in Sunnyside last December. City Council member Julie Wan tells 1010 Winds residents have learned the landlord at A&E Real Estate Holdings has announced plans to terminate their relocation agreements next month.
We will be having a press conference calling on A&E, the landlord of the fire in Sunnyside that took place around Christmas time, to extend the lease of fire victims.
Wan says she wants the landlord to reconsider the decision.
Are we missing something here?
L is for the way you look at me.
Have you seen that big LOV sculpture in Union Square Park? Well, folks generally like the idea, but a lot of them are wondering what happened to the E. As it turns out, the piece, officially titled Love Minus Ego Equals Love, is actually deliberately missing the E because the E is for, yeah, ego. Artist Pasha Radetsky telling the Post it's meant to signify ego-less love, and people are invited to strike an E pose next to the sculpture. Some parkgoers, though, find the whole thing confusing, and they are just spell-checking it. Winds News Time 518. Get you through. A city police officer is on the wrong side of the law in New Jersey.
NYPD cop Hui Tran is charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. He was arrested for an alleged road rage incident in Voorhees Township in Camden County. This was back in May. Tran has now been suspended without pay from the NYPD. Voorhees police responded to a multi-vehicle crash back in May on May 17th. That's when they noticed one of the drivers had been shot. He was rushed to a local hospital. He is still there recuperating. It's believed the shooting occurred before the car accident. Officer Tran joined the NYPD in 2021. He was recently assigned to the Public Information Office. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.